since 2020 onwards, I was on this journey of just like, I did therapy, I did freedom session, and then I moved churches as well. And so and it's like God did a major overhaul of just heart surgery on me.
Between the Grooves is hosted by James Curtis, music director and morning man in the Greater Toronto Area on Joy Radio, and Aisha Woods, Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and musician. Together, they talk with artists and industry insiders to discover our connection between music and faith. You can connect with us on Facebook or X at Between Grooves and on Instagram at Between Grooves Pod. Now, here's James and Aisha.
Here we are back on Between the Grooves. It's James Curtis along with Aisha Woods. How you doing, Aisha?
Between the Grooves. I'm doing well. How about you, my friend?
I'm doing good. In my notes here, it says banter. This is the time where we're supposed to go back and forth and talk about something or other.
Okay. So what are we bantering about today?
I don't know.
Is bantering a word?
I think so.
Okay.
Banter.
All right.
I mean, it sounds like it could be cruel and you could hurt yourself or something, right? But,
close to batter.
Yeah, that's right. Batter, bantering. Yeah. Baseball season. Yeah, there you go. Well, let's get into the swing of things here. Our guest this week is a singer, songwriter, worship artist from North Vancouver, British Columbia. She just won 2 Covenant Awards from the Gospel Music Association of Canada. And I had a chance to chat with her at the Covenant Awards between, the ceremonies and stuff like that. We sat down. Unfortunately, the recording that we made didn't turn out. We had some technical glitches.
Bummer.
But we thought we'd get her back to chat, and that way you could be a part of it as well. The one thing I'll say about Cynthia is she is an open book. I don't know if you can, agree with me on this, but what you see is what you get.
Pretty much.
In her songs and her personality, like she tells it like it is. It's not like she's hiding anything, and that's what I really appreciate about Cynthia.
Yeah, there's that transparency that's it's a beautiful thing. Like you said, it is what it is, and reminds me kind of the scripture where I believe it was Paul. He said, my life's an open book, read of all men.
It was
great talking to her.
Yeah, let's get to this conversation with Cynthia Locke. Yeah. On Between the Grooves.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Morning.
Yes.
Cynthia, you and I got a chance to chat at the Covenant Awards last November.
Yes.
We talked, I think we talked for over an hour.
Yes, we did.
And it was an amazing conversation.
Wow.
We recorded everything and we were planning to release it as an episode on Between the Grooves. And when we had a listen to the file, it didn't turn out very well. And we've had that happen in the past where we've had conversations with people and there was something weird with the file or there was something corrupt. Or I remember having a conversation with one guy once and this was a renowned, CCM pioneer that we had a chance to chat with, and he was on a construction site and there was so much noise in the background that
it
was just not usable. And so that's happened in the past where there's just circumstances beyond our control. Aisha and I have had conversations with people where the conversation was so boring that we decided, I don't think our listeners would enjoy this conversation. Not that we're here for entertainment, but we want to have some nuggets in the conversation, but also some interesting thing to talk about. And if it's not interesting to us, it's probably not interesting to our listeners. And so we've had to shelve, many a conversation in the past. And so that's what we had to do with our conversation that we had at the Covenant Awards last November. But you're here now.
Not because it was boring.
Yeah. Not because it was boring. I mean, we chatted for over an hour, and I was not yawning, I don't think, so.
No, it's all good. And thankful to have another conversation.
So, absolutely.
Great.
Now, at those
Plus,
awards.
I get to be a part of it.
That's
too.
Right. And Aisha gets to be a part of it as well. Now, at those awards, you picked up a couple of Covenant Awards. You picked up the Adult Contemporary Song of the Year and Collaboration of the Year, both the same song.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yes.
So that is awesome. Thank you. Were you expecting that?
I definitely was not expecting it. It was the first time I actually joined the GMA Canada community. And I did it because I was hoping to like, oh, maybe I'll apply for some grants and stuff. And so that was kind of like the reasoning. But yeah, totally not expecting it at all. It was such a surprise from God. Yeah, because like I shared in the other conversation, a lot has happened to me since 2020 and just like into 2023, just like lots of inner healing work. There's just a bunch of things that happened with my family. And because of those things, like basically, okay, let's see if I can shorten this. So in 2020, my daughter, she was 2.5 at the time. She was running around at church and then she tripped on someone's foot and she fractured her tibia bone. And then a week after that, I accidentally spilled boiling hot water all over her and she had major burns. And I had to go to the hospital like 2 times a week to treat her burns. It was like a severe burn. And then a week after that, COVID. Yeah. And then a week after that, like COVID hit. Right. And so I'm just like so discombobulated. Like I'm, you know, I need to homeschool the kids. And then like treat her wounds. And then like my husband's parents didn't want to see us anymore. And then I took that as rejection because I had like other childhood wounds, like just growing up. And like everything just like reared its ugly head in that in that year in 2020. And so like I went like, yeah, just mentally, I was not well. I like wanted to divorce my husband. Like we were screaming at each other, like things were just really, really tense, really tight. And like, I already knew I had a bunch of insecurities, like growing up and like coming to Jesus, like 20 years ago, like God had dealt with a lot of that. But I think just everything kind of culminated at that moment. And so since 2020 onwards, I was on this journey of just like, I did therapy, I did freedom session, and then I moved churches as well. And so it's like God did a major overhaul of just heart surgery on me. And so as I moved churches, with the Lord's direction, I found myself in a place where, cause in my previous church, I was the worship director. I got to sing my own songs there. I was there for like 15 years. Like I was really tight with my pastor and she was the one who spoke identity over me, and she was the one who encouraged me to write songs and to sing and all that. And so when I came into this new church, I thought like that all of the dreams that God had like spoken over me, you know, like whatever decades ago, that those would happen, you know, in this new church. I shared the dreams that I had with the worship director there, and he mentioned that a lot of the dreams that I had were some of the prophetic words that we received as a church as well in this new church that I joined in 2021. But what happened instead in 2021, as I continued to deal with all the other home stuff and family stuff, was I didn't get to lead worship. They didn't say I wasn't good enough, but they said I had a lot of healing to go through. And so I was not like, I just didn't have the positions that I had prior beforehand. And I didn't realize that how my identity was just so wrapped up in like those positions and those titles and just having that influence. Like I had more influence and more say like in my other church, cause I was so close to my pastor and I was part of the leadership team. But when I moved to my new church in 2021, all of that was completely stripped away. And so I was going through like a major identity crisis. And so God was just working a lot of things in me all at once. It just felt like every single wound and every single childhood trauma and every single like weak point, God was working on. And so this has been the journey from 2020 until 2023. And so coming into the Covenant Awards, I just had released an album like just a month ago as well, and it was called Bitter Into Sweet. And the song My Home was a part of that release. And so coming to the Covenant Awards, I was just still like, Lord, I know you've done a lot, and just kind of even with my identity, but I wasn't like, yeah, I just really wasn't expecting anything, because it's just, I feel like it's been a season of really God stripping everything in his goodness, right? It's all because of his goodness, because he wants to expose the things that we rely on that are not of him. And so this is a long story, but like, yeah. So anyways, coming into the Covenant Awards, yeah, it was just a complete surprise, a complete gift from God to win those awards. So
before winning the awards, before coming to the Covenant Awards, with all the stuff that you were going through in your new church, did you, I mean, obviously it was a growing season for you and a learning season, but did you at any time feel that maybe you were kind of doing the wrong thing? Maybe I shouldn't be leading worship. Maybe I shouldn't be doing music. Maybe I shouldn't be singing.
Oh yeah, totally. I was basically questioning everything. So like during 2021, when I moved churches, I was basically like, God, I think you made a mistake. Like all of these, it seems like everything is completely the opposite of of what you've spoken over me. And so I, even during my time at the church, I still do, like, I still hold these dreams. I still hold them in my hand, and I'm like, Lord, do you still want me to continue? Like, do you still want me to, like, I know he's called me to write music, but in terms of like, what capacity, like what, like how far do I go with that? Like, I can write music and I can still just record like a simple piano and my voice and nobody needs to hear it. Right. So that, like, I know that no matter what, I would still continue doing that. And if that was what the Lord wanted me to do, and just have that, like, really just worship unto him and to no one else, I would be, I came to the place, like, basically God brought me to the place where I was willing to do that. Versus, I think a couple years ago, I was still really holding on super tight to these words, and it caused a lot of bitterness and tension even in our marriage, because bless my husband, like, I'm so thankful for him. Like, it's been, you know, it's been about like 7 years where we've invested as a family, like, into music production, into like taking courses, and I took expensive vocal lessons and all that kind of stuff. And so as a result, like, we were using our family finances towards that for 7 years and accumulating debt. So it's a sacrifice. It was a sacrifice. And so, but it caused tension, and he didn't understand, like, this is a calling. Like, he didn't understand that part. And so, and then that's where the bitterness came in, where I was like, no, this is like, God called me to do this and I need to be prepared. And so I was preparing myself. But I came to the point where, yeah, God softened my heart, and I was just willing to just surrender, just everything, like everything to the Lord. So yeah, I mean, sorry, did I answer your question?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, what was the question again? Yeah, I was just like, did I ever know the calling? Yes, I definitely did, and I still hold it loosely. Even right now, I'm just kind of like, just having conversations with the Lord, like, how far do you want me to go? Like, how, yeah, I think just taking it one step at a time with God, and just really wanting to follow his lead, but knowing that I will always continue to release music. But in terms of getting it produced and released and having marketing behind it and all that kind of stuff, there's different degrees of how an artist can go about things.
Well, it can get expensive.
Definitely.
No doubt.
I mean, just to record a song, I mean, times have changed in the past where it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to record a song. It still can. These days with technology and GarageBand and a bunch of other software out there that you can record in your own bedroom if you really wanted to. And you know, you've heard of people that do it. Or your garage or whatever. But, there's still costs associated with doing all that stuff, getting it mastered, getting it, you know, professionally recorded and mixed down. And like you said, the marketing costs, all of that stuff piles up. So what do you do now? Like obviously it impacted your family's finances. Have you changed the business side of things in your music career? Has that changed now?
Yes. So currently in 2024, it has. I'm so grateful and so thankful for 2023 because I was planning on releasing that album, and then I applied for a grant and I happened to get it in 2023. And so
that's
I felt like
awesome.
That was the Lord. Yeah, that's a testament of the Lord.
That's actually a big deal.
It is a big deal. And Aisha, yes. I don't know if it's the same thing in the U.S., but in Canada, with the various grants that are available, it's not just a one-page little document that you fill out. I mean, there's tons of paperwork.
There's lots that go in. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have waiting, right? You submit this thing, and then you got to wait forever to hear a response back before you can even start spending the money. So... yeah, it's either that or crowdfunding or something, right?
Yes, and so I crowdfunded in the past, like in 2021. That's in 2022, and then I had the grant come in 2023. And so I was like spending the money in faith, and I'm like, okay, God, and then the money came in from the grant. It was just the perfect timing, and so I was just so grateful for that. And my husband was like, okay, this is, you know, give it one more shot. Like you're releasing the album, like just do everything that you can, right? To release that. And so I had his blessing on that. But yes, in 2024, it is a little bit different. So what I am trying to do now is I still feel from the Lord that he still wants me to release music. And so it's just the pace. It's just the pacing of things. And so I did apply for two more grants last year. So in 2023, I applied for the big one. Yeah, I applied for one. And one of them I did not get. So in 2024, I got the news. I did not get one of them. And I'm still waiting to hear back for the next one. But
for the other one?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, the which is the big one. It's the Factor one. But my, again, like the chances of me getting that are, it's like winning the lottery. Because they really love it. Yeah. It is, yeah. But anyways, I just really felt from God, like, you don't just try. Like, the reason why I applied, even though my odds seemed totally against me, because they really look at your numbers and are you charting on the radio and are you growing as a business and all that kind of stuff. And so at this moment, I don't have all those metrics, but I feel like it was, you know what, like last year I had a lot of momentum. It was the most momentum I'm ever going to have, I think, with the finances and all that working with me. And so I said, you know, why not just try? Because nothing is impossible for the Lord. If he wants to open it, he will. And so I kind of like went in with that kind of faith. It's like, well, you know, like he could give the finances to a Christian artist instead of I don't want to use the word secular, but like another artist who is not singing about God and not bringing hope and stuff. And so I'm like, Lord, if you want, you can, if you want to. So I did that in faith. yeah, I'm still waiting. And at this moment, I have one student that I'm teaching for vocals. And so that money I can use towards music. And if I don't get this grant, then I'll be asking my online community to see if anyone would want to support. So that's kind of like the way I would be going about things. It would be no more negative to our family's finances. I would be needing to to come up with the funds on my own and potentially get another job and stuff. And so, yeah, that's how I would be going forward.
There's other ways to self-fund as well, right? I mean, obviously, if you're getting gigs or opportunities to lead worship in churches in your surrounding areas, there's you know, potential honorariums that you could get there. And a lot of artists have done is they've got some decent merch that they can sell on their website, and that helps sustain them as well, especially when it's a slower period of time, you know, whether it's, you know, you're not getting as many gigs because it's the winter time and it's difficult to travel or whatever else. So there's other ways to make money, but the fact that you're right. teaching music, you know, maybe you get some more students. Maybe that's another way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And so I'm just really bringing all of those things to the Lord in terms of like how aggressive I can be with that, because just really, I think the Lord has really emphasized focusing on like family and just making sure that things are in balance. Because definitely as artists and musicians, like we hear it all the time, like they're on the road a lot and they're away from the family. And I know that coming to my new church and just having just going through all the healing and all of that. And I know that God has been emphasizing just health in the marriage, health in the home, because that's really important. And that's
your
where
first ministry,
the anointing comes.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
your
so,
first ministry.
Like wanting,
so.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so wanting to really honor that and not overcommit and not overextend myself and give the best parts of myself to my family, especially because my kids are, they're not like super young, but they're still young. My daughter will be 7 pretty soon and my son will be 10. So yeah, they're still young and my husband wants to spend time with me. So, I do have some.
And there's no diapers. There's no diapers to deal with. Right. So that's a good thing.
Thank God. Yes.
Yeah. That era is done.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
How,
yeah,
if you don't mind me asking, Cynthia, how prolific is your husband in finances?
He's great. I'm also very prolific in finances.
I know you are. I know you are, based on some of the dialogue we've had. But the reason why I'm asking is because I know, you know, if you're good at something, sometimes you don't want to let go. But maybe if he's not already, maybe your husband would make a great business manager.
Yeah, he's a business owner, so he is in marketing.
Right, but I'm saying your business manager is what I'm saying, and that way you've got right? Yeah, so so you get the buy-in, and you don't have to worry about the finances now. It's his job, is what I'm thinking, right?
That would be, yeah, the Lord would have to speak to him. I think at this moment, so my husband, this is part of the healing journey as well. I brought him to Jesus. He became a Christian. He was baptized, spoke in tongues, for the people who believe in that. He was just filled with the Holy Spirit, all that kind of stuff. And so
yes,
he's been a Christian, coming to church, on the leadership team. And then in 2021, so he, you know, it's been like 20 years. And then in 2021, when I moved to this new church, he all of a sudden said, I don't believe in Jesus anymore. I don't want to go to church. So he's had a crisis of faith. And so, yeah, so that's been kind of part of the journey as well. And so with this whole music thing and the dream thing, even if he had to look at it from a business perspective at this moment, that's why we've had the conversations. He's like, this is not a business because you are not making any profit.
Right,
businesses exist to make a profit. And so at this moment, he does not have the desire to be my business manager. He does not want to do that with his spare time. And even with, he's helped me a lot with like all the techie stuff and like recording my vocals and like helping me set up my streams for when I stream online with my community and stuff. And so even with that part, he's done it reluctantly. And so he's done it and he's supported, and I'm really, really grateful, but I want to honor his time and just his desire and not be bitter about it. And so versus in the past, I was super angry and I was like, oh, you know, like you're not supporting me and I'm not supported in my dreams and rah, rah, rah. And then I want to, so I used to be like that. And so now, God has changed my heart, and it would have to be the Lord that would move his heart to want to be my business manager, but at this moment sure. he does not want to be, and that's okay.
Yeah, and that's fine. I was just curious based on his background and whatnot, because that sounds like something he could do if he wanted to do. But at the same time,
oh,
you know,
totally.
I understand, like when you work hard all day long and you want to have some downtime in the evenings and on weekends and whatnot. Like, I understand that part of it as well. And to be a business manager is work. You know, it's like you finished your day job and now you got your other job to do. It's work. And maybe that's not what he thinks is a good thing for the family right now anyways, right? If he wants to spend time with you and the kids and whatnot, you need to have that time together as well.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's important.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Totally.
Are you homeschooling your children?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm very, I'm so thankful. We have them in a Christian school at this moment, and I love the school. It's amazing. The teachers are amazing, and I trust them. They're teaching biblical principles, and even with all the required mandates that the government is bringing in terms of teaching all that, just all the other stuff. They're putting everything with a Christian lens. Yeah, with all the gender stuff and all that.
Right,
kind of
right.
Stuff. So, yes.
It's great, you know, as far as priorities, putting the kids into Christian school. I think it's a great thing. And of course, balancing everything else that happens with family life as well. As far as balancing things is concerned, what does church look like for you now? Like, are you more involved? I know when we spoke back at the Covenant Awards, you were still in a position where they weren't putting you in any kind of upfront stage type ministry. But it seemed like things were evolving towards that.
Yeah, I mean, well, when I first stepped in, I was on the stage, but as a vocalist, I mean, we're all vocalists, but vocalists, I was doing harmonies. And so I still at this moment, like on a Sunday service, I am more support. So I'm not like leading, I'm not leading sets. I'm not even having a solo for a song most of the time, like maybe a few times I'll get like a solo, but I'll never have like a whole solo for a Sunday service. So I'm supporting on harmonies. I've always been leading worship at my house church, which is, just a cool way of saying your community group. Our church is all about branding and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, in my small group, in my Bible study group, I am leading worship.
Awesome.
Like 10 people. And it's very simple. It's just on the piano and I'm just on the piano and I'm leading worship that way. So I've done that, but nothing like in a more bigger capacity. And then I am leading worship at, like, we have a noonday prayer now, so that's being streamed. It's more focused on ministering to the Lord and just like really sensing his direction and stuff. And so in that space, I am leading like a song, and my worship leader has really emphasized and given me direction to really like sense what God is doing in the moment and to lean into that and then go from there. So like it's harder. It's definitely harder to prepare because you can't really prepare any songs. Like, so even when I come and I'm feeling like, oh, let's try this song. And he's like, well, just feel it in the moment. So I am leading in that way, but I'm not like the leader. So I'm more still support, and I'm not doing that every week. And so, I still feel like I'm still in that season in my church particularly, but outside of my church, there has been this opportunity that has opened up. The first one is, on April 26th, I am going to be, doing an event with Luke, who also helped out at the Covenant Awards. He ran one of the songwriting workshops. So we'll be doing an event together, just singing our songs and sharing our stories. So we have that lined up, and we're hoping that Natasha is going to join us. So Natasha, I also met her at the Covenant Awards, and then
she's also from British Columbia, isn't she?
Yes, she's here, and so we realized, oh, we're all in the same province. Why don't we do something together?
That's Natasha Zimbaro. Yeah. She was on the podcast.
Oh, got you. Yes,
some months back, last year, I think.
Mm-hmm. I remember her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are planning on doing something together here in BC. And next month. And then the next thing that's happening, like outside of our church that God has opened, is that there's this big conference that's going to happen in August. And it's the ministry is called FEB International. And they have many hubs. One of them is in Indonesia. They probably have it in multiple countries, but their whole heart and vision and mission is to equip the next generation so that they can use their creative skills to share the gospel. And so they are putting on a concert to kind of kick off this whole long-term vision plan of training up the next generation in like songwriting skills and vocal skills and like video editing and just like anything sort of creative, like graphics, all those kinds of things, so that this next generation can reach the lost with the gospel. And so they've asked me to be a part of that, and I am so honored and privileged to I'll definitely get like a slot where I will be able to share my songs and my stories for maybe 20 to 30 minutes. And I'm helping to organize it, and I'll be teaching some workshops. They've asked me to help to facilitate that, and so that has been a new thing that God has given me in 2024 from the last time that we spoke. So I'm just really thankful for that, and yeah, I'm just like taking each step at a time with God and just seeing what He opens, what He closes, and really wanting to. I love my church. I honor them. Like, I'm just so thankful for it, even though I may not be, God is probably still working on my heart and my identity, because it's still that pull of like, oh, I'm not in leadership, and oh, I'm not leading worship here, and I'm not a leader in the house church, and therefore I'm not important. I'm not valued. And so that's the lie that the enemy is just constantly wanting me to feel. It's like, you're not significant, you're not valuable, you're not important in the kingdom because you're not a leader, like quote unquote, in the church. And so like just really putting those lies aside, and
it could into, you know, Cynthia, it could very well be that God knows what's on your plate, and you don't, in this point in your life, you don't need that extra responsibility. Being a leader is not just a thing on paper. It's not just this glamorous role. There's a lot of work involved in that.
Exactly.
And you've got a lot of stuff on the go, not just with your family, but with some of the stuff you've, you know, mentioned as far as what 2024 holds for you. And maybe that would just be too much if you were, you know, taking on a leadership role at the church at this time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm... Exactly, James. That's what I feel like God is saying to me. He's purposely like closing those things because He knows that it would be a lot, and just to continue to like focus on family, because I'm a yes type of person too. So I'd be like, yes, I want to do that, and then I would be probably overextended.
You take on
all
more.
The health of the home would crumble and all that kind of stuff. And so yeah, exactly, James. I feel like maybe God is wanting to steer me in a different direction, and
No,
are you writing more songs now? Are you writing songs in this season? Good.
Yes, I am.
Good. Are they worship?
Yes, I am. They're all sorts. So it's seriously, okay. it's everything and anything. And I am really excited because at this moment, Jake and I are working on another song. It's actually
nice.
We're already done writing it together. And so now we are in the production. Well, we're not completely in the production phase, but we're trying to figure out our keys, and then it'll be in production, and we're hoping to release it this year.
Aisha, really funny thing about Jake Fretz, we've had him on the podcast, and when I ran into both of them at the Covenant Awards, I think it was the first night, and it was the actual awards ceremony, and they're sitting there. I noticed them, so I walked up to say hello. They're sitting next to each other, and I figure, well, of course they're sitting next to each other, because they've just, you know, they're up for a collaboration, and they know each other, and whatnot. And then I found out that it was that day they had met for the first time face to face.
Yeah,
I love.
Like everything was online before that, right? So you know,
those
you can
are one of the perks of technology and living in this time.
Yeah,
you can do so much and work together and write songs together and produce songs together and not even meet in person.
That's right.
When I saw Jake in person, it was just so amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so amazing. It was unreal. Like I felt like I was like on a major, like high at that Covenant Award thing. I just never imagined I would be in person and get to like perform and then win awards. Like it was just a total,
So the day, so you guys won the two awards on that first night because it was a two-night event as far as the awards ceremony was concerned. And so you met Jake for the first time that day, that Friday.
Yes.
So out of curiosity, was the you three major events happened that day, right? You won two awards.
It was a lot.
You met Jake for the first time and you got to perform with him on stage live. What was the highlight out of those three things? What was the highlight?
Oh my gosh. Everything. I just can't even like meeting him for the first time was just like so amazing. Cause he's been such a, I feel like God has really answered my prayer, like through him and the whole GMA Canada community, must I say, like that was just, I feel like I was on my own for so long, like trying to do the songwriting artist thing all by myself. Like, and you know, I tried to reach out to different people all along the way. And so like when I came to these awards and just meeting everyone, like I felt like I found my family.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I still continued with all the connections and I felt like less alone and I felt more supported. And so, oh my gosh, like I can't even put into words. It was just everything, like meeting him, meeting everyone else. And then just like, I was crying when I won those awards because I was like, just, you know, just with all the healing and just all the stuff I was going through and the identity crisis and all that. And just, like being able to partner with someone and experiencing, like I even told Jake, like it's because when the Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, like they work together and they champion each other on and they take such delight in everybody's work. And so even when I was writing the song with Jake, I felt like it was like I felt like I was entering into that just communion with the Trinity and like having a glimpse of what it looks like to work with the family of God and just enjoy the process and just like really enjoy the work and like having him champion me and me champion him and like everyone's just championing each other. And it's just like this beautiful picture of how the Trinity works and that intimacy. And so I just felt all of that when I was up, you know, meeting him and then like performing together and then like winning the awards and then meeting all the beautiful people there, including yourselves.
It's definitely the community aspect for sure. And you know, Aisha, we don't get a lot of that in Canada, to be honest, because of the distance between cities. And, you know, in the U.S., a lot of cities are close by where, you know, you've got a group that's touring and they go from city to city. It's not a 5 to 12 hour drive to the next city. It's a lot shorter. And so they can meet people a lot better. And especially when you're part of a group. So a bunch of performers performing at one event, like a winter jam or, you know, those types of events. We don't get a lot of that in Canada. So when you get a bunch of these Canadian artists getting together for an awards weekend, it's literally,
a big deal.
It's a big deal. And you've got obviously the awards themselves, but the community aspect the entire weekend, because there's seminars, there's one-on-one sessions, there's interviews, there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens, workshops and stuff. Yeah. And so all of that is just builds the community and helps everybody get to know each other. And if I can say probably the biggest highlight for me that I've seen is in that community building is the collaborations that happen where, like Cynthia, you just said, where there's people you never worked with before. You didn't even realize that, there's artists in your province of Canada that you can get together with. You didn't even know them before.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. Exactly. Yes, like Natasha.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's yeah, awesome. So
that kind of stuff fuels the fire. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So there have been a couple of collaborations. So Eleni, so I met Eleni as well. But we're not in the same province, but we have there'll be a socials collaboration at some point. And she's really taken off. Like she went from 6,000 followers on IG. And then all of a sudden she was just like, oh, I'm just going to like put this last reel out. I don't even know if anything's going to happen. And she put it out and then like, it just went viral. It almost, I think it probably has a million views on it now, but she grew from 6,000 to, I think she's at like 53,000 now, wow. Like on IG.
Yeah.
That's and awesome.
So I'm just really thankful. Yeah. So just like blessed her in that. And so, but yeah, so thankful for the connections. Yeah, that is definitely my highlight.
Well, and I thought the highlight for you would have been meeting the person that you won the award with.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like, wouldn't that, you know, did you guys meet at the airport or you actually met at the event?
No, we met at Soundcheck. So we were
Soundcheck. Soundcheck for the song that they're performing together. Right.
Yeah. So like I come in, he's there already. It's like 10:30 a.m. I'm like, you know, didn't sleep. Right. So I'm like all disoriented because I didn't sleep. And then like meeting him in person for the first time. And then like, I'm like so nervous on the piano because like I don't even play piano at my church, like on the worship team. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. And so it's like all a flurry of things. But yeah, meeting him in person was, and then we went, yeah, we had lunch and we were able to just like talk more and just share life and stuff. And so to be able to do that was just amazing. And then to win, just amazing. So no,
that's the cherry on top.
It's just everything.
Aisha, you exactly. missed out on the Covenant Awards. You had hoped to come and your husband was the, let me get this right. Your husband was the coach of the, was it the football team?
Yes. And it was their inaugural season and they walked away with a championship that weekend. So
right. Wow. In fact, that Friday night, you guys, they won.
State champions.
The state championship.
Yes.
And so that's the reason why you weren't at the Covenant Awards, because I knew you had planned to go. So maybe this year, 2024 yes. will be the year for you to come. So just tell your Let's husband not to be coaching football.
Coach football. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
We need to come up. Plus, yeah. I need to be able to hug your neck, young lady.
Ah, yes.
There you go.
What a great conversation with Cynthia. What do we have coming up next?
Well, before we go, it's time for some artist advice this week from Patrick Mayberry.
I would just say stay faithful to what God called you to do. And that'll never fail you. It may not lead to some road that you hoped and prayed it would, but the greatest thing you can do, if you truly trust that God is in control and he has a plan for your life, is just stay faithful to what he specifically called you to do. And I'm still very much like having to remind myself of that every 10 minutes. So
that's right.
It's not an easy thing to do.
I think that's great advice because so often we try and fit certain molds or meet certain expectations. And when it's all said and done, God is looking for our faithfulness, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just using what he's given us and being consistent with it, you know?
Well, I would say using what he has given us now as compared to in the future, because sometimes we don't see the big picture. Like sometimes we, you know, we're going a certain direction and, you know, we're believing, we're being faithful, we're doing what God has called us to do. But you may not know what the end result is. You might have your
right.
opinion of what it could be, but
sure.
in the end, God has the big picture. And so we've got to take those baby steps, those steps forward and doing what God has called us to do. and
it's maintenance.
Yeah, and ultimately we'll see the big picture, right? But sure, it may take a while to get there, and sometimes we get a little impatient. Sometimes we think it should be, we should be doing this instead of that.
This way or that. Sure, yeah, sure.
But God sees the big picture. God knows, you know, where we need to be in the end. And so it's easier in the end not to fight it and just do what God has called us to do.
Right.
And that is it. There's the music. That means it's time for us to go. Many thanks for checking out Between the Grooves. And what was that? Was that your little musical thing that you were doing?
No.
Doing a little beat thing?
I was weeping because... No, I was weeping because you said it's time to go.
I know. It's sad. I know. I know. But listen, we've
got... Until next time.
Until next time. We've got another great episode next week. And I don't want to tell you what it's all about. You need to listen because you will be blown away by it, is all I can say.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for listening to Faith Strong Today's Between the Grooves podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, would you consider sharing it with your friends, rating our podcast, or giving us some love on your socials to your amazing friends and followers will only help us reach more people. We'd also love to hear from you and share your feedback in an upcoming episode. Send your video or written message to Aisha and James on Facebook or X at Between Grooves and on Instagram at Between Grooves Pod, or email us anytime, hello@faithstrongtoday.com.